Greetings in Jesus' name on this 18th day of June, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently 44 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and it is a fabulous Friday. We've made it through another great week of broadcasting the gospel of the grace of the Lord here in this region and literally around the world by means of the internet. And we're grateful for the Lord for how He's led us and guided us all this way. What a joy it's been of ours for the last many, many years to be able to preach the Word of God and to be able to teach and to be able to sing the great songs of Zion and to see the Lord's truth go into the different villages and the different communities of our region. We're by God's grace endeavoring to do more than we've ever done before. Even though our age is creeping up and I'm only 51, but yet you can sense some things that are happening. We still have a great desire to go on for the Lord. And thank you for praying for us, that God would guide us and direct us in these days in which we live. We're praying toward a productive weekend, and some of our new converts are going out soul winning tomorrow, and I've got these Segway 9-bot Max scooters that will go 40 miles. And we're going to get on these scooters and we're going to scoot in between the streets of the lanes of our city with the glorious gospel of Christ. And we're looking forward to that on tomorrow along with other activities. And then Brother Terry Ellis will be our Bible preacher all day long on Sunday. And we're asking God to give us a great day as we experience a day of revival, a day of stirring. And may God help us during this time. In your Bibles today, I would invite you to look with me in Acts chapter 4 and verse number 33, where the Bible says, "And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all." I want to speak for a few moments today on those great truths that are mentioned in this great passage. Great power and great grace. The Bible says that this great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. There was power on them. All of us that are alive today are aware of the different words that go along with power, and you think about, or at least the different thoughts. You think about power. I'm a pilot and have been since 1999, and I think about powerful airplanes. And I think about the power to be able to use in propulsion and the power that comes from the different types of airplane engines. Many of you that love cars think about the power that comes from the different engines. And you said, "Oh yeah, I've got a big block. I've got a big block of 454 engine." Or you may talk about a 427 or a 350. You may think about a small block and you think about the power that it produces. And I've got an old dump truck, 1981 dump truck that I use in the work of the gospel ministry that has, I believe it's a 366 or a 360. Some of you would have to help me on that. But it's a big block and it just idles with great power. But here, we're talking about the power of the Holy Ghost. And there's a lot of illustrations that we could use that come to mind. But here is the power of the Holy Ghost. "And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus." And I want to simply say today, we must have this great power to continue to give a witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And then second of all, it says great grace was upon them all. When grace comes up in our mind, we think about the unmerited favor that the Lord bestows upon us. We are all unworthy vessels of this grace that He bestows upon us. But He says in this passage that great grace was upon them all. The unmerited favor of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had come their way, and they were experiencing this great grace that was upon them all. And the work progressed. God blessed it in a marvelous way. And no doubt it was because of this great power and this great grace. May each of us as individuals and may our churches experience that this weekend. Great power and great grace. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day and a glorious weekend. And we'll talk to you once again on Monday.